Before you can help somebody else, you have to be able to help yourself. WISH, Empower Me. That's what WISH stands for, Women Interested in Self-Help. We're here to talk about ways that we can break strongholds, move beyond our past, and live our best life. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, Radio Cast, and start living your best life today. Hey, welcome back. This is Barbara Robinson with WISH Empower Me Events, Women Interested in Self-Help. Today, the topic of this particular episode is entitled Beautiful Girls. This is continuing in our series of moving beyond your past. I want to share a little bit with you about some challenges I faced as a woman, and perhaps you can relate. When I was in my teens, I was concerned with wearing high heels and lipstick. And when I arrived in my 20s, I was concerned with how fashionable my clothes were. But I struggled with the shoe game. My boyfriend turned husband at the time used to tell me, girl, you look good until you get to your feet. So from that, I started, you know, focusing on my shoes. And from there, I moved on and I started focusing on my hair. And since my older sister, she used me as a guinea pig while she was attending cosmetology school, I made the most out of that, okay? I mean, that's like free hairdos, right? I was like, yes. I was all for it. And so you can best believe I gave her a run for her money because I wanted every style in the hair book, okay? Black hair was on my shopping list every week. And, you know, I think I traumatized her because still to this day, I think she's traumatized. But I'm going to tell you one thing. She is the best at it when it comes to cutting hair and taking care of hair. So kudos to her. But, you know, then came the fashion statement on weaves and artificial nails. And let me tell you, I was the queen of both. My stylists, they would all joke me about the bags of weave hair that I would carry to the salon every week. And honey, my husband, he didn't know who was coming home once I left out that door to go get my hair done. Because one week I would come in, I would be the pinup doll. Next week I would be Rapunzel or Tamika from Round the Way. Or I would come in and I would be the professional Barbie from the executive suite. Or I'd end up being the African queen with braids for days, okay? So I guess, you know, that's one way you can keep your relationships exciting. But, you know, I was consumed with the artificial nails and getting my nails done weekly and changing the colors and designs and so on and so forth. But with all that beauty that was going on, I was still feeling like I was missing something. It was like something I couldn't find in the department stores or the salon, or something that just couldn't be fulfilled by an expensive bag, or something I just couldn't put my hands on it. And then one Sunday I was sitting in church, and let me tell you, the services that day, it was lit. It was packed. I mean, the Holy Spirit had filled the place. I mean, it was so thick up in there. It, you know, I looked out and it just looked like steam had started filling the room, and it was crazy. And, you know, and all of a sudden I started feeling something deep inside of me, and it was just as the pastor was, you know, doing the altar call and, you know, saying, if you want to receive Christ, come to the altar. And my mind became so focused on moving to that altar, but my body couldn't move. And that's when I realized that thing that I was missing, it was struggling. I was struggling with it. I mean, I was really, like, I could feel heat from, like, the bottom of my feet all the way up to the top of my head. I mean, I started sweating, and I really felt like I was wrestling with something. And fear, like I've never felt before, it like rose up in me, and I couldn't figure out why. And I'm sitting there and I'm going like, I want to move, but I'm afraid to move. Like, this is crazy. And before I knew it, suddenly I was walking, almost running to the altar to accept Christ as my personal Savior. And it was weird because I felt like that fog, like even through that fog, as I looked to my left, I could see this one young lady, and she was looking at me and walking parallel to me. So she was moving at the same pace that I was moving and looking directly at me. And unbeknownst to me, that was my spiritual sister. But I didn't know that. And I didn't know her. And I'd never seen her before. And believe it or not, I've never saw her again after that. But God sent someone to stand with me and to help me. And that's why I'm in charge. I've been charged with creating Wish Empower Me to stand with you and to encourage you and to help you understand that you are not in this journey of life alone. And see, for all the beautiful hairstyles, the clothing, the purses, the shoes, the manicures, the pedicures, the dollars in my expensive bags and all that, I was still missing something. I was missing that true, unchanging relationship with God. I mean, it was missing the connection that moves you from one level in life to another. And once I took that long walk, and let me tell you, I wasn't sitting that far back. I wasn't even midway the sanctuary. And it just seemed like that walk to the altar was the longest walk ever. But I made it. And as I took that walk and I ultimately and unconditionally gave my whole life to God, and that began the renewing process. No, don't think that I stopped getting my manis and pedis and or changing my hairstyle every week or buying clothes and shoes and bags and stuff like that. No, none of that stopped. I was still just as aggressive in that area as I had been before accepting Christ. But instead, I began to add to my focus, and adding to my focus meant I was now not just consumed with the outward me, but I started looking for answers through Christ that would allow me to be a more beautiful me inside out. Okay. And so I began to notice over time, that I was changing. I was changing internally. I became more aware. People around me started, you know, acting just a little bit different. Like, I'll give an example, like babies and small children, like they would be drawn to me. And at first I thought like, oh, this is so cute. But then I realized that when children are willing to like leave their mom's secure arms to come to me, even though I was not even reaching for them or goo-goo gaga-ing with them or beckoning in for them or anything, I realized that those little angels saw God's aura around me and it was drawing them to me. And still to this day, this still happens. And it was only then that I started to receive that as gratefulness. And, you know, so I just would like to offer to you ladies to take the time to seek out the beauty that you possess inside of you. And once you've established a true relationship with God, things change. And I'm not saying it's an overnight process or that you stop doing all the things that make you look good on the outside, but it will make you refocus on the inside. And believe me, that refocus only makes your outside even more beautiful. And sometimes, you know, we dress up the outside, but our insides are all the way messed up. I mean, like, we are toe up from the flow up on the inside. And there where there's probably not even enough makeup, dress up, shoe up, or turn up that can replace that beauty that you have acquired when you make a conscious decision to follow the word of God. And it means like your characteristics start to change. Like you become more patient with people. You'll learn to listen more and talk less. You'll be more giving, more compassionate, but less tolerant of all the wrong things. And you'll learn to talk to God more. And you'll become more wiser in life. And you'll just start to begin to see things in depth, you know, with more perspective, and you begin to learn to discern. It's a process. It's just like shopping. It's a process. It's just like getting our hair and nails done. It's a process, you know, but you will become even more beautiful inside and out. And that beauty inside will radiate outside, even when you don't think you look your best. It's a beauty that makes you even more unique. And I would offer you to read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, verses 3 through 4, and reading it from the new NIV version. It says, "Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God." I thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have received some encouragements and motivations to help you move to the next level of your journey in life. So stay beautiful until the next time. This is Barbara Robinson, Wish Empower Me Events. Listen, like, subscribe, and share our podcast.